great editors, balanced what people wanted to know with what they needed to know. That kind of obligation isn't there anymore. It's all really driven by ratings. The networks have been egregious in violating a certain kind of trust. I think we got these great freedoms not so that Michael Eisner could make $200 million a year, or Diane Sawyer could make $7 or $8 million a year, or Sam Donaldson could make a comparable amount and get a lecture fee of $35,000 a pop, particularly when he has so little to say. Most of the people who are held up as celebrities, as well as most of the people interviewing them on television, are, I think, remarkably inauthentic people. You can begin to come up with a theorem that, in fact, the more famous a journalist is in the magazines and the more money he or she makes, the less real reporting they do and the less close they are to things that matter in the society, that they're being rewarded for doing things that are about ratings and titillation. I like people who go against the grain of the society on acts of conscience and take considerable risk in the doing of this, often physical risks, at moments that matter. The speed of technology has made life go too fast. Too much stuff is happening. You've begun to believe that the answers in life lay in purchasing things, and they don't, and yet you don't feel really like you're rooted in a community. You don't feel a part of anything larger, and you're wondering why your life is so empty. I think there's a lot of that. Mike apparently took some offense to something I said and called me up rather angrily to say, ask me whether I had said these things, and I said, yes, indeed, I said them. And he said, is it personal? And I said, no, it's not. And I said, I just don't like the way you and 60 Minutes operate. I mean, you know, this is a story. You got it wrong, and it's something. You went in and did a slapdash thing. The producers did all the work. You got all the credit, and you did it in a weekend. It's a story that's 10 years of my life. And he said, well, that's what you do. That's what happens, he said. I remember exactly what he said. That's what happens when you do 35 shows a year. And I said, Mike, do fewer. You asked me, had I met one hero in my lifetime, single out one person who was your hero from reporting, I'd say John Lewis of Pike County, Alabama. What he said, we had faith. And I said, you know, John, faith? He said, yes, tell me. I said, tell me. He said, well, we had faith in Jim Lawson, who had taught us, faith in our God, faith in each other that we would not let each other down. And then he paused and smiled, and faith in a country which had never done anything for us. You either have faith in process, faith in common sense, faith in yourself, fellow citizens. I still have that. I've been doing this a long time, and I see the excesses. I don't like some of the imbalances in today's economy. I think too few people are being rewarded too handsomely, and I don't think that's a healthy thing. That money's coming from somewhere. I think the rating system has a pernicious effect on the news and television, but I also think that somehow the truth gets out, and the common sense of ordinary people is there to monitor us.